Let's look at an axial CT section from a woman who presented clinically with acute right hemiparesis. The approximate level of the scan is marked in the diagram. The axial plane passes superiorly to the orbits through the anterior ventricular horns and the basal ganglia. Remember, with radiologic imaging, the patient's right side is on your left as you look at the images, and the patient's left side is on your right as you look at the images. The patient has an abnormality in her left hemisphere, a hyperdense or low-density region. Here's another axial CT section from a woman who presented clinically with acute right hemiparesis. This second patient also has an abnormality in her left hemisphere, an abnormally hyperdense or high-density region. Clinically, both patients have presented with the same symptoms. It is the imaging which allows us to distinguish between the ischemic cause in the patient on the left versus the hemorrhagic cause in the patient on the right.